talking with senior management over the last, well, yesterday and again this morning. It's certainly the slot arrangement between Tabcorp is with Peter Brown, not necessarily with Ben Smith. So it's certainly Tabcorp's intention to stay with In Her Time as long as all the approvals are given by Racing New South Wales, that she's fit and run and ready to go. And I guess Mark Van Gestel, the chief steward from Racing New South Wales, can help us with that. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew.
I know Peter's just told us that you've had a discussion this morning. Do you see any hiccup along the road here that may prevent the mare from running?
No, I don't. Peter Brown made application to Racing New South Wales this morning, and Racing New South Wales has approved the transfer to Chris Lee. So, look, as far as we're concerned, it's a simple transfer to another trainer, and we don't see any prohibition that's going to affect the horse running in the Everest moving forward.
Okay. Eldorado Dreaming is the more imminent one. Can you tell us how and that's unfolded this morning?
Yep. So, look, yesterday evening, we received an application from the owner of Eldorado Dreaming to transfer that horse also to Chris Lee. So that approval has also been given. So both horses this morning have walked across the road to Chris Lee Stables, and they're now under his care with the appropriate stable returns lodged.
Okay. Can I clarify if any of these current horses, like Eldorado Dreaming, have they been sampled ahead of running on Saturday?
Yes, Eldorado Dreaming, certainly has been sampled, and those samples are being analysed as we speak, and we will have results by Friday afternoon, so we can confirm with Chris Lees that the horse won't return any issue with prohibited substance when it's presented to race on Saturday.
Okay, and has that been the case within her time, given that, she's not going to race for a few weeks, but have you sampled a lot of Ben's horses?
Look, there was a number of samples taken yesterday afternoon, Andrew, from the stable, including the horses that returned to regularities and other horses which had, racing engagements in the upcoming week or so. So all those horses have been sampled. They're, as I said, currently being analysed, and we'll have the results hopefully filtering through by the end of this week.
Okay. Obviously, this time yesterday, we were lining up to chat with Ben, and you at that time, my understanding is that you had his phone and you've taken forensic imaging of the phone and things like that. Can you outline, I guess, in some brief way, because there would have been so much that you went through yesterday, but what happened and how did it all unfold?
Look, as part of that investigation regarding the irregularities, myself and Philip Dingwall attended Mr. Smith's stables, and we conducted an inspection of the stables, his vehicle, and also his residence. There was a number of substances that the steward seized, and they included a number of bottles that were unidentifiable, and Mr. Smith wasn't willing to provide us with the details of where he obtained those bottles from. So, look, he was issued with a charge of refusing to provide evidence to the stewards, and he was also charged, Andrew, with having provided the stewards with false evidence during the initial investigation. So those matters were heard yesterday. The charges were issued. In the circumstances, having regard to the seriousness of those charges, we determined that his trainer's licence should be suspended until such time as those charges have been determined. So, look, that's how it unfolded. We did take Mr. Smith's phone and computer for forensic imaging. That's part of our usual processes that we go through in these type of investigations, and obviously we'll be in a position where we'll start to interrogate that data over the coming days. But he has lodged an appeal, Andrew, to the Racing New South Wales Appeals Panel, and that includes an application for a stay of proceedings. Those matters are being dealt with by the principal member of that appeals panel as we speak.
Okay, and could a result on that from Ben's point of view be known in, is it a day or is it days that that person will decide?
Oh, look, that'll be up to the principal member, Andrew, but look, generally applications for stay of proceedings are dealt with as expediently as possible, bearing in mind that the application is for trainer to be able to return to work as a licensed trainer. So, look, I wouldn't be able to speculate as to how long that will be. There'll be obviously submissions that Mr. Smith will have to put on, and also the stewards will need to put on before the principal member can give proper consideration to that application.
I again fully respect that you may not be able to answer a couple of these questions, but in regard to the false evidence, we all react in different ways. We all get nervous in different ways. Was it a case that Ben was nervous, do you think, because of what was unfolding within his stables?
Oh, look, it was a serious situation. I prefer not to comment specifically on the nature of the evidence, but it's fair to say that the stewards were of the view that the evidence that he gave to the stewards during the investigation initially was clearly false and was given them the knowledge that it was false. As you would fully appreciate, Andrew, that the requirement of all licensees is that when they're interviewed or questioned by stewards that there's an obligation to tell the truth, and we're of the view that Mr. Smith didn't tell the truth in those circumstances.
Are you in a position to tell us what the irregularities that were first prompted this yesterday? Can you tell us what the substance was?
Look, at this point in time, Andrew, they are only irregularities, and it is our firm policy that we don't release details of the horse names or the substance until such time that we are able to get two certificates from the laboratory. So if and when we get those certificates, we'll certainly be in a position to make a release regarding the details of the substance and also the horses. But at this point in time, I'm not in a position to do that.
Has there been any previous things that have concerned the stewards from the stable of Ben Smith?
Look, I prefer not to comment in that area either, Andrew. We've obviously, as part of our ongoing commitment to integrity and racing, we have investigators that not only concentrate on Ben Smith stables, but a number of stables throughout the state. And we continually are monitoring, conducting surveillance on different stables. And, it's not a single approach to one trainer, but an overall approach. So, look, in those circumstances, nothing specific that we can elaborate on at this stage.
Okay. So when those two irregularities, you get the certificates back, if they are, positive to whatever the sample is, everyone will be told of that. And then I guess it's a case of Chris Lees would be anxious to know El Dorado Dreaming is in the clear by the time we get to Saturday morning.
No, for sure. And we'll certainly have a result for that horse before it lines up in the T-Rose on Saturday to ensure that it's presented free of any prohibited substance.
Okay, and for your inquiry, pending whatever the principal person does with the Racing New South Wales Appeals Panel re-Ben's lodgement of papers to get a stay, how long do you believe your inquiry will take before, say, a full hearing can take place?
Well, there's obviously significant analysis to go through in respect to, obviously, horse samples, exhibit samples that are being now commenced to be analysed at the Australian Racing Forensic Laboratory. There's phone data that we need to go through, data from Mr. Smith's computer. So, look, that will take some time. We'll do it as expediently but as thoroughly as necessary. And, I hope within a matter of weeks we should be in a position to recommence the inquiry.
Okay, so it's certainly not days, it'll be weeks.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, okay. I know it's difficult because you're under your rules that you've got to deal with as well, but I think there's probably the general audience out there, Mark, personally, from my point of view, I've spoken with Ben many times on and off air, and he appears a good bloke, and I'm more concerned for him from a personal point of view. For whatever, you've got to do your job, and that's the right thing to do, but I just hope personally that Ben is okay and people around him, like Peter Brown, can look after him and get through whatever the time frame is. We thank you for coming on, Mark. I know it's a difficult one, as I say, but we'll wait for further. I guess the first thing is whatever the appeals panel decide to do.
That's correct, Andrew.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Mark.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you.